Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 30, we were taught that we must always be careful to give God all the glory for what we accomplish, because it is accomplished through Him. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You see, sometimes we've got to see that it was God's hand, not, well, if it weren't for me. No, it's God's hand. I think in Zechariah 4 and verse 6, where we read, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." See, the assurance in Zechariah would encourage the governor in the book of Zechariah to proceed with the building of the temple, regardless of the great opposition that the project had generated. And it had great opposition from some powerful forces. Well, the promise likewise should encourage Christians in every future time not to rely on political power or the strength of numbers or human stratagems to do the work of God, but rather on God's Spirit. Now, the New Testament frequently stresses this great truth. 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 31, it talks about the Lord doesn't really use the strongest, the mightiest, and the smartest. You know, He takes simple people and uses them and accomplishes great things. Talked to someone recently about the bus ministry, and you know, they said, well, you know, a lot of times you get all these kids on there. You can't build a church on a bus ministry. You know, they're absolutely right. You cannot do that. You can't build a church on a bus ministry. But if you get those kids in and get them saved and see the change the Lord makes, then God can build a church with what He changes. And He'll change those precious lives and begin to do a great work. So God can do great things with it. Now here's David. And they have threatened him, done everything else. That's not going to stop him. Not going to stop him at all. You just got to realize that God's promises are sure, and His rewards are eternal. And again, learn to have eternity set in your heart. Now, notice in verses 22 through 24 that we'll cover a little bit more later, but there it says, "Then answered all the wicked men and the men of Belial, of those that went with David." And they go and say, they didn't go with us. They don't get anything. They can have their wives and children back and then let them depart and get away from us. And David puts a stop to that in a hurry. I mean, he's not going to allow that to happen. And he lets them know he's not going to allow it to happen. And too often, we're like those 400 that went with David. When there's a big day or a good thing, we exalt ourselves and we don't see God's hand. And as a result, we are selfish in the reward. Hey, give us the credit. You know, if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't have happened. Becomes the attitude. And what a terrible attitude that is. Nebuchadnezzar is walking around his palace and said, "Look there at all these things here. Isn't this the Babylon that I have built?" God said, "Okay, you're going to find out who built it." And he puts Nebuchadnezzar in the field for 7 years with the mind and the actions of an animal. My friend, it is great that God has gifted you and talented you to do great things. I have great men around me God has used. I mean, He gives us men in this sound room. He gives us men working with our internet, just doing a great work. He really does. But I believe these men know God does it through them. And here I am, the pastor of the church. This church doesn't hinge on whether I'm the pastor or not. It hinges on whether God's power is allowed to work in it or not. What I have to be and what these men have to be are just willing vessels in God's hand that let him use the talents and abilities that he has given us through us in his work. My friend, if we take it away, sometimes we can damage a work, but we'll have lost all our reward. You see, we've got to understand that even if we have talents and abilities, they come from God. And God is able to remove us, or remove the talent, or put someone else in. Now, you remember when Joshua was fighting on the plains, Moses was in the mountain, while his arms were being held up by Aaron and Hur. Moses contributed more by praying on the mountain than Joshua fighting in the plains, but both were needed. Now, some of the 400 men that went with David should have died against such a great army, but not one of them died. That should have told them, this is the hand of God. The men behind, perhaps helped by their praying and protecting the stuff. See, I believe that today the local church lacks in a couple areas. And I think that these are areas that really need to be dealt with today. First of all, we need men willing to go into the field until the battle is over. They need to be teaching Sunday school classes. They need to be singing in choirs. They need to be out visiting, knocking on doors and witnessing the gospel. They need to be on those bus routes. They need to do what is necessary to get that CDL license and drive the bus. They need to do these things that are needed. They've got the physical strength and the youth to do it, and they need to be doing that. Yet, it seems like that too many quit. Kind of like the Athenians in Acts 17:21 that went to Mars Hill always to try to get something new. They never stick with it. I've seen men build big bus routes, big Sunday school classes, sing great songs, come in just like a train on the track, coming in with a lot of sound, but it's gone just as quick as it came in. And a lot of times, we just don't have people that endure. We need men that are willing to go to the field, to get in the battle, and stick with it, not to quit. But then the local church secondly needs men that will pray, and pray specifically, and meditate for each ministry, and those people that are in them each day. It's not just, well, Lord, bless the music ministry, bless the visitation. No, it's got to be more than that. We've got to ask God to help the people go well. We've got to pray about specific needs and about the power of God and the work of God and him moving in the hearts and things of that nature. Yes, we've got to pray specifically. Now, you might be a person that does not have the health, but your mind's still there. Use it. Say, my days are numbered. Well, good. The psalmist prayed, Lord, teach me to number my days that I might apply them unto wisdom. Understand, that person that may be in a bed somewhere, maybe they're a shut-in. You may be one of the great co-laborers of this ministry right now through your prayer life. You can't get out and do the things anymore, but you can still pray. And your greatest ministry may be your prayer ministry. We have different duties as Christians. Different parts of the body. But as 1 Corinthians 3:9-10 says, it says, for we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. God has a specific duty for each person. So take heed that you do your duty. Don't worry about, are they doing their duty the way they're supposed to? You better do your duty. See, it is as much a sin for you not to do your part as it is for me not to do my part. You see, you're part of God's building. So let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. The reason David pursues this task that seems too large is because we can have peace and courage in the promises of God. That's why you've got to be in God's Word and learn His promises. Let God's Word speak to you and follow it, obey it, live it. David had to believe and not just give assent that God can do it, rather that God will do it. And he could say, yes, man, if we pursue, God can give us the victory. God can bring back everyone those people alive. God can give us that and more. You know, that's a statement. That's just a doctrinal statement of God can. It's not a faith statement until we say God will and we act upon it. David knows, since he inquired and it's God's will, he also knows then God is with us. Now learn that. Learn that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So therefore, seek God's will, and when you know God's will, do it, knowing the whole time God is with you. Do you believe as much in eternity as you do in your retirement years? If you do, you're laying up as much or more for eternity than you would be for retirement. I read the story of a man the day he retired. He was looking forward to all the things that he wanted to do. Last day of work, on the way home, an auto accident, and died. He laid up for retirement, but didn't get to enjoy it. My friend, whatever you lay up for eternity, you'll fully enjoy. And you'll get to enjoy all of it forever. In 1 Corinthians 3:12 through 15, we read this. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. Now, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Do you believe it? Have you laid up more and given more care for earthly retirement than eternal retirement? David believed, and he pursued. His was not just God can. Rather, his was God's will. You see, the Bible tells us in the book of James that the devils believe and tremble. But that's not what we call a heart belief that believes unto righteousness, okay? And until you pursue God with a mind of total commitment to Christ as your head, you're not going to lay up. You're going to be saved so as by fire.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.